This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Allahumma lakal hamd. This is Ramadan therapy number 18. And today we're going to be looking at a particular hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's foundational. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, and this is in our pursuit of tawbah, reform, returning to Allah. The word tawbah means to return from a place you should not be, to return back to a path that you know is the right path. And it is a very important process in the life of every believer. Whenever Allah speaks about tawbah, He speaks about those who have belief, not those who are criminals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Tahrim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O ye who have come to faith and gathered in faith, return to your Lord in repentance, seeking His penance and forgiveness in a sincere capacity. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Imam Abu Dawood and al-Tirmidhi, it's a sahih hadith, he says, مَا مِن رَجُلٍ يَذْنُبُ ذَنْبًا. There isn't an individual who commits a sin. ثُمَّ يَقُومُ فَيَتَطَهَرُ. Then, after recognizing the error of their ways, they stand up and they make a ritual purification. They make wudu. They make their wudu. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي. And then prays. And in one of the narrations, it says, رَكْعَتَيْن. Two prostrations. Two rak'ah. They make wudu, a good wudu, asbagh al-wudu in one narration, that they make a really good wudu, they are concentrating in it, they do the dua of it, and they make the wudu, and then they pray two rak'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma yastaghfirillah. In the prayer and after the prayer, they ask Allah for forgiveness, illa ghafarallahu lah, except that Allah will forgive him. I want to recount to you 10 ways that you and I can seek and pray that our errors are forgiven for us by Allah through a process of tawbah, through a process of actively seeking to do something good for us and other people inspired to do it good for us. And these 10 are taken from Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah from his fatawa. He says first, by stating the sin, the crime that you have done in your dua to Allah for it to be forgiven. Making repentance for something, seeking Allah's pardon, knowing in your heart what it was that was wrong, acknowledging it before Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We wronged our own selves. It's not somebody else, it's me. I understand that the action that I've taken has ruined my place with you, O Allah, and I want you, and I ask you, O Allah, I beg you, to return me to a place of good with you. Number two is that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. For the things that you know and for the things you don't know. Allahumma ighfir li ma a'lamu wa ma la a'lamu. Oh Allah, forgive me for what I know and what I don't know. And istighfar can be said by simply saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah with the tongue, while in your heart is recantance and regret at what you know you've done wrong and the things you know have been done, but you can't recount them. You're unsure which ones and how many. Number three is that you do good deeds. And Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, he says, لا أعلم شيئا. I don't know anything that can correct the behavior of someone who has wronged people in their life, who he can no one make it up, no longer make it up to them. Perhaps they passed away. You've insulted someone with your words, and now they've passed away. Years later, you're regretful. You can't go and apologize to them. So what can you do is to do a massive amount of good deeds, a massive amount of good deeds that can overwhelm what is in your record. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Sinful deeds are wiped away, are washed over with the good deeds that are come after them. Number four is that your brothers and your sisters make dua for you. Your friends, your family, people think of you well, so they ask Allah for your forgiveness. Allahumma ighfirullah, Allahumma arhamah. Somebody's going to Hajj, somebody's going to Umrah, somebody's fasting, somebody you fed, somebody you gave a loan to, someone you were generous to, someone you smiled and made feel better. That you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they make dua for you, because the dua of a believer for his friend without them knowing is answered by Allah. And therefore be regular in asking people to remember you well and to speak well of you. وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, O Allah, make my mention amongst the righteous plentiful in the days to come. And that's why we remember him in our salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameena innaka hamidun majid. Number five is that when you give a gift to someone, do it for the right reason and in the pursuit of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I encourage you to give gifts to others. It builds love between us and other people, and it adds favor in other people's hearts, that when you give someone the jazakallah khair, that you might think that that's not a powerful dua, but it is. May Allah reward you with khair. May Allah reward you with good. And perhaps that good is what turns you away from the errors that you have been performing and gives you assistance to go past it. Another thing is that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn the hearts of people, that they gift you acts of reward, that they gift you something of their righteous deeds, that someone gives sadaqah in your name, someone remembers you in your life or after your death, and makes dua for you, or does an endowment for you, or builds a well that they share with you, and feeds people on your behalf. Allahumma ameen. Number 7 is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you grow closer to him to earn his shafa'ah. And therefore you grow closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by following his sunnah, by modeling yourself after him, by making mention of him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Because the one that you mention will mention you, the one that you love will love you, the one that you care for will care for you, the one who you follow will be your leader on the day of judgment, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hope for the intercession and the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Relish the calamities that are sent to you by Allah as opportunities for you to display patience, that Allah reforms things in your life. So when something bad happens, react to it in a good way. Something that you're not happy for it to occur, something that you're disappointed in, say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. This was decreed by Allah, and what He willed has occurred. Say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, which was one of our Ramadan therapies 2 or 3 episodes ago. It is one of the treasures of Jannah. I have no power, no might or ability except what is given and granted by Allah. I can only do what Allah has strengthened me to do. Bear with strength the calamities and the tests that are written for all of us. Some that are publicly seen, so you know that that person is being tested with illness or poverty or death. But others are internal that nobody knows of us. Having hardship with the family, with our children who are wayward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us therapy this blessed month of Ramadan. Next is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those on the day of judgment who are saved from his torment and punishment, but know that this is a way of expiating your sins. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us on the day of judgment. We ask Allah to give us relief, and that we seek to be from the categories of the 7 who will be sheltered by Allah. Imamun adil, a just governor. You know, somebody who does their job well and looks after their employees and their household and their family and, you know, their society. A good imam, a good political leader. Someone who does their job to the best of their ability. وَشَابٌ نَشَأْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. A young man who grew up, a young person who grew up worshipping Allah into their old age. Right? Investigate the 7 categories and see which one of them you can fit in. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him to show us his mercy. Be regular in seeking the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. That was episode number 17, the dua of Laylat al-Qadr. Be plentiful in asking Allah for his pardon, asking Allah for his forgiveness. Be plentiful in making your istighfar. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. Many, many, many multiples and plentiful times in your day and in your life. And finally, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised us that if we are vigilant in our prayer, and if we come to Him having completed them with good intention, for the best of our ability, everything else in our life will be accepted. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْعَمَلُ كُلُّ. If your prayer is right, everything else will be accepted, even if there are omissions and sins and mistakes along the way. So find solace in your salah. Make it the qurrat al-a'yun, a coolness and a fresh breath air in your life. Be regular in your commitment to the 5 essential daily prayers. And the one that you forget, the one that you miss, make it up. Make it up. Make it up as best as you can. This was Ramadan Therapy with 10 essential ways of reforming ourselves and earning our tawbah with Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us to turn to Him always, making a good wudu 2 rak'ah and asking for His forgiveness whenever we've erred. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim with Ramadan Therapy number 18. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.